From the KRCU newsroom, I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. Leather chaps, bucking horses, rodeo clowns, and cowboys are the necessary ingredients to a well-seasoned rodeo. And in Sykeston, the J.C. Boot Hill Rodeo is the one place where everybody gets a shot to be a cowboy for a day. In a continuation of our series, Show Me Summer, KRCU's Lindsay Grogian and I stop by the rodeo for this audio postcard.
So now you've met the beauty, let's meet a couple of hairy-legged cowboys. Coming in next, the men that are overseeing everything that happens with not only the J.C.'s or the J.C. Boot Hill Rodeo. Here's the president of the J.C. Board. Give a warm welcome to Mr. D. Bizzle.
My name is D. Bizzle, and I am a Sykeston J.C. Well, I moved back about 3 years ago. I've been a J.C. for about 5 years. I grew up here in Sykeston. And I always enjoyed what the JC stood for and what they did for our community. So right when I moved back, I jumped in feet first. We like to make it a family atmosphere. You know, growing up, I had never missed a rodeo. And it was a family tradition to come out here. And that's what we're trying to continue, is to make this a family atmosphere for family traditions. Kids enjoy seeing the clowns.
The ears are really funny. And I remember this one time where they done a joke on whenever they blew up some people's hats. My name is Mason Nguyen, and I am from Sykeston, Missouri.
My name's Gary Allen. I've been a JC since 1991. People from out of town that love to come here year after year, they come in, they have a great time. Good family atmosphere, great entertainment, and you get to be a cowboy for a few days.
But the thing about a rodeo cowboy is, you know, this lifestyle is it's part of our blood, and so living on the road, you know, you feel at home four states away. You know, you feel at home on the highway and around people you've never seen before because you're at a rodeo. Mm-hmm. My name is Dale Brisby, and I'm at the rodeo because I am a legend. The tradition of rodeo, I think, is something that it's the spirit of the West. It's kind of a, you get to taste that cowboy lifestyle for 2 hours, and you get a glimpse of some of the wild things that cowboys get to experience, and it's all wrapped up into a competition with a lot of money won. Sykeston being one where there's over $100,000 up for grabs, and so you get to watch that.
Here we go. Horse takes a run. Brand Denny.
I mean, I love the cowboy way of life. I've been one ever since I was a little kid, was raised to be one, and now I get to live my life in and around them. The coolest thing for me is to experience the different cultures.
Because when you look at it, what we do at a rodeo, getting on a bull is 8 seconds, 10 seconds. You include prep time, and you're looking at 30 minutes. The rest of it is hanging out with your friends and the fans, going down the road, and that's what I enjoy the most. And so I think that's what everybody enjoys. That's why we're all here.
I love Sykeston. I absolutely love it. I could do without some of the rain, and I could do without some of the humidity. But as far as people to work with and quality of rodeo, I don't work with better people or a higher quality rodeo. These are great people, and they put on a great show.
We're not a Wild West, you know. We're not Cody, Wyoming, or anything like that. But we're the Great Lakes Rodeo Circuit, and we're one of the largest outdoor arenas in the country, and it's nice to have good cowboys come in here, good top-name entertainment, and just, like I said, be a cowboy for a few days. It's kind of fun.
With producer Lindsay Grogian, for KRCU, I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. That was a story from our series Show Me Summer from the J.C. Boot Hill Rodeo. To hear this story again, visit krcu.org.